Welcome back, everyone, to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, day one. Radical Russ here with CannabisRadio.com, and I'm here at the booth for MAMA. That's Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism, and we've got three lovely ladies here to tell us all about it. Tell folks your name.
My name is Christy Zartler, and I'm from the Dallas area.
I'm Amy Lou Faywell. I'm from Austin.
I'm Talia Michelle, also from Austin.
Fantastic. Thanks for being here. And give our audience an idea what Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism is all about.
Well, we're here because we want to change the laws in Texas so that our children with severe and, you know, not necessarily severe autism can have a chance to try this medicine that's safe as opposed to the things that they tend to be prescribed, which are not so safe, the antipsychotics. So, and we know that there are success stories in all the states that have legal cannabis, and we'd like to get some of that here.
One of the first mothers I ever interviewed on this subject was Miko Hester Perez.
Yes.
And her son got great relief from this. Are you all mothers of autistic children?
Yes, we are. Yes, we have teenagers. I have a 16-year-old.
Mine's 16. My daughter's 16.
And my son is 10.
Okay, so being that you're all here in Texas, it's got to be pretty scary dealing with this situation here.
Well, we're trying to change the laws. It's not scary if you don't break the laws. So, but we are trying to change them because our kids need it.
That being said, I think for a lot of parents who really feel that they have no other alternative at this point, it is scary. They are committing felonies. We don't advocate for that. We're not encouraging families to do that. But certainly there are families out there right now who are committing felonies. It is scary for them, and they shouldn't be put in that position to have to choose between committing a felony or saving their child's life. It's not right.
Sometimes the choice being made by parents is to abandon Texas and go to Colorado. Do you know any parents that have done that?
Absolutely, yes. We know several. There's a family we're working with now that moved from Oklahoma to Colorado. Certainly Alexis, she's not autism, epilepsy, but they've moved to Colorado. That's a very well-publicized story. But these families are very vulnerable. A lot of them are bankrupt from medical treatments. They don't have the money. They don't have the familial supports in these other states. They shouldn't be forced to leave their state, their family, their jobs, their homes. They're already vulnerable enough as it is.
What would you say that some people out there will go, wait a minute, didn't Texas pass a CBD law? Isn't there something to help these autistic kids?
Well, autism isn't a condition that's going to be allowed for the CBD laws, and autism is definitely a condition that's going to need a whole plant intervention. CBD only may help a few autistic children if they were allowed to have it under this law, but the majority, we think from our anecdotal stories that we hear from California and Colorado and Oregon, they are going to need a whole plant.
Some of that THC balance for some of the autistic kids.
Yes.
Well, THC acts as a glutamate blocker. It blocks receptors in the brain that are uptaking glutamates. It's been talked about a lot in recent years that a lot of the kids are suffering from glutamate toxicity. The THC has anti-inflammatory properties. A lot of the kids have encephalopathy. It's not just about getting them a little stoned and calming them down. We believe that there's actual medicinal value in this, and CBD only is not enough.
So this has just gotten through the Texas legislature recently. Is there a feeling that they will go further with this, or is there a feeling like they're thinking, oh, we gave you CBD, now you want it all, you want everything? What's happening with that?
Well, that's what we're here to do. We are here to change people's ideas about what it is and what it is as a medicine for our children. And we want to reach out to every mother in North Texas or the state of Texas or the nation and have them, you know, learn the same thing that we have learned about looking into, you know, research on this subject. So,
yes. And we certainly hope that the legislators don't say, you got your medicine, leave us alone, or that they say, well, we have to wait and see what happens because it's not supposed to be a complete deal till the end of 2017. We are hoping that they will rise up and listen to the research and listen to the anecdotal stories.
Here's the thing, our legislators are supposed to be working for us. Autism is now 1 in 68. Every legislator in this state has children in their constituency that are affected by autism. And if we can get enough parents to come forward and talk to these legislators, they're supposed to be working for us. It doesn't matter what they think, it matters what their constituents think. And 80% of Texans are in favor of medical cannabis. That's what they need to be focused on.
That's right. So let's get the word out there to the legislators in Texas. There's no initiative process here. It has to go through the legislature. Give people any contact information they're going to need to be able to look up more.
Can you start with, they can start with www.mamausa.org, and they can also find us on Facebook under Texas Mamas.
There's three M's in that Mama, MAMMAUSA.org.
Thank you. Yes, there are.
I know how people spell things on the internet. Well, ladies, thank you so much for talking to us. And any final words you want to give to our audience?
Support us. Go to our page and donate. We need money to make this happen.
Yeah, we do. Our parents have a lot of expenses as it is. We'd like to help families be able to get to the Texas Capitol. We want to keep the website going. We want autism as a qualifying condition across the nation, and it is going to take some resources. So anybody out there that's in support of what we're doing, please go to the website and donate.
Thank you so much, Mamas, MamaUSA.org, and for email, info@mamausa.com. Thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you. Enjoy the conference.
Bye.